Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Germanic Community College this morning and the College Everywhere program. This is going to be a great show. Not only because of the guests we have, but just because of the whole concept. It's just brilliant. Sam Foltz is here along with Wes Kinsey. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here this morning. Sam, I guess College Everywhere, you're kind of one of the overseers of College Everywhere. Talk about this, because this is just, it was during COVID, or right around COVID, I remember doing a program on it, and it's brilliant.
Yeah, sure, Ted. So back in 21 was that show, if you recall, and College Everywhere was certainly in its infancy back then. So just pre-pandemic, the College Everywhere concept came up. It was just a discussion, said, hey, what if we try to do this accelerated thing? How can we do it? What would it look like? That was a charge from our president, Dr. Gullickson. So some things were put in the works. We piloted a couple of classes with it, had some success. Then COVID hit. And all of a sudden, Germana was forced into an online situation, and instructors had to pivot quite quickly into that format. And that was the perfect opportunity, really the catalyst for what College Everywhere is today, because we really had the opportunity to turn all classes into online classes and really expand the program at that point.
And so basically, we're talking about getting a two-year degree in 1 year.
That's exactly right.
So what a great idea. For Wes Kinsey is the Director of Online Programs and Learning Support. How do you make this work?
Yeah, it takes a lot of work, honestly. But so one of the things that we do is we do a lot of work on the front end to make sure that, because we are taking 15-week classes and shortening them down to 5 or 7 weeks. So we do a lot of work with our instructional design team and others to make sure that those courses, while condensed in time, don't get condensed in content. So it's the same amount of content, maybe more streamlined and direct, so that students are still meeting those learning outcomes. We take all of those courses through a very rigorous review process. So every single one gets Quality Matters sealed and certified. Quality Matters is an industry standard for online learning of quality into course design. So we make sure that they're done before they even hit the floor for students to start taking.
What's this like for students? We'll get into what it's like for the professors too, but for students having a condensed course.
Yeah, I mean, time management and self-accountability are certainly two big things that we have to discuss, and certainly having support necessary, which is why all of our College Everywhere courses have embedded advisors. So we have academic advisors that are actually a part of every course to help keep the students engaged, keep them aware of the timelines that are necessary there, and to make sure that they're there for instructors as well. So those embedded advisors help us as faculty to keep the students engaged too.
I'm trying to think, if I were a freshman, would this be easier? Because if I haven't taken college before, or if I've done it before, I guess you're never really ready for it until you start taking a condensed course.
Yeah, and I think that really comes down to the individual for sure. You know, so many of our new students now are coming out of high school where there is an online component. Certainly those who came out of COVID were just shoved into it. So they're already prepared, you know, for learning online as it is. So I think they've already got that mindset that, oh, I can take a part of this online. We certainly have some students that are not necessarily a part of the program, but are traditional students who are mixing it. So they're taking traditional courses and College Everywhere courses and making that a part of their academic journey.
I think one of the big things, though, is that this program really helps students focus in on one course at a time. So when we develop our pathways, we have a 12-month pathway and an 18-month pathway for each one of our degrees. So the 12-month pathway is a lot more condensed and accelerated. So for those students that are like, I want my degree as soon as possible. But the 18-month pathway allows students to take one, maybe two courses at a time. So every 5 weeks, you're ending a course and starting a new one. So when we think about students that may have some struggle focusing or needing, if you're talking about 4 or 5 15-week courses at a time, you get really stressed out at midterms and finals.
Yeah.
So when you take a couple of 5-week classes at a time, you're getting the same amount of hours, but it's spread out. So every 5 weeks, you're starting something new.
Well, just the fact that you do have options, that it's not this is it, or to have an 18-month option,
right?
That may be the kind of whether it's a schedule thing or just even just the person themselves.
Certainly. A lot of our 15-week students are entering into our program after they've started as a traditional student because they weren't aware. So okay. They may have come in and said, okay, well, I'm going to take these 5 or 6 courses this semester. Then they learned about College Everywhere and say, hey, I want to be a part of this program.
The other thing is we recognize that life happens. Life happens for students and for faculty. So you may start a 5-week class and you may get into it and you get sick or a family member gets sick or some big life change happens. What's nice about this is this program is that there are multiple entry points. So let's say that something happens between your first 5 and second 5 week. Maybe you sit out for a minute, figure some things out, and then you can re-enter at any time.
Wow. There are just... It sounds like you're willing to sit down and work with wherever the person's at.
Yeah, and that's where those academic advisors come in. They get real creative at how they work those schedules. And just for clarity, too, let's talk about how that works, because a traditional semester is 15 weeks.
Yeah.
We have 4 5-week sessions. So our first 5-week session actually starts a week earlier than the traditional semester. Okay. And our last 5-week session actually ends a week later than the traditional semester. So we have 4 different entry points that run sequentially throughout a regular 15-week semester. So 4 5-week sessions. You'll hear us talk 5 week 1, 5 week 2. So just to get the nomenclature down.
This talk about thinking outside the box. This shows that Germana, and you talk about Dr. Gullickson with saying let's find a way. This is really in higher education thinking outside the box and doing something.
Yes. For sure.
And that's what you hear a lot of people talk about it, but Germana is one of the few doing something like this. And I think a program like this we were talking about before the show, this is the only one like it in Virginia.
The only truly accelerated college program.
Yep. Some of our sister colleges are doing great work in building some programs like this, but most of them still take a traditional 2 years to complete an associate's. This is the only one where you get to finish quicker.
I guess it's not for everyone, but boy, you can, like you both have said, you can either gradually get into it, or as a parent, this would really excite me just to look at and just say, you can do this and move on.
Right. And it can also be utilized just as an aside, right? So if you have a traditional student who needs an extra class, or like we were talking about before, if they're preparing to graduate and realize that they've missed a class that they're going to need to graduate, in a traditional setting, they would have to wait, take that class in the fall, and then graduate later.
Yeah.
But because we have multiple entry points, they could start that course in April and still graduate, during that semester.
The other thing is, like, we've talked a lot about traditional students. One of the benefits of this program is it really is good for our non-traditional students, our adult workers who want to come back and get a degree and are able to, maybe they weren't ready for college at 18, 19, 20, but now they're ready. So you can go work your job and you can come home and spend a few hours to finish out your courses, and you are able to get finished in a year and move forward with your career.
Good stuff. Take a quick break and come back and talk more about this. To find out more about College Everywhere, just go to germana.edu, and I'm sure there's a College Everywhere button somewhere.
Right there on the front page.
Perfect. Sam Foltz is here, Wes Kinsey, more on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Sam Foltz and Wes Kinsey in this morning from Germana Community College, and College Everywhere is our focus. I am guessing, Wes, since you are the Director of Online Programs and Learning Support, that all of this is online when we talk about College Everywhere.
That's right. So College Everywhere is completely online. It's completely asynchronous, and it is 100% virtual for our students and for our faculty.
Well, because of what we dealt with COVID, I guess before COVID, this would have been, when you said asynchronous, I would have said, is that some kind of academic word? And for people online, as students, it would be just what? But this really did change a lot of things.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that we learned during the pandemic was a lot of places, I mean, all of education, the whole world went online. The problem was is that in a lot of ways, many places weren't ready for it. And so they shoved students into an online class and they tried to treat it like a face-to-face class. Well, there's years and years, I mean, 20 plus years of research in online learning that tells us these are the ways that things need to be done that promote student success. And so when it comes to College Everywhere, we've really tried to take that research and think about how we design our courses, how things work so that students are completely online, they're completely flexible. That's what asynchronous means. They do it on the student's time. There's no designated class meeting. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to do it on their schedule, on their time, and still get a good learning experience that allows them to learn the content, apply it to their future.
Boy, there was a lot to putting this together. Just so many things going on. How difficult was it for the Germana professors? Although Germana had sort of learned to pivot. You can go back to the earthquake.
Yeah.
And pivoting.
Yeah, and I'll speak to that. So because I was an early adopter in College Everywhere. I was one of, you know, the first 30 courses that actually went through a Quality Matters program. And, we were asked to pilot initially before COVID even happened. So so really, and I remember thinking, because Dean Tina Lance, you've met Tina before, actually came to me and she said, hey, we've got this College Everywhere thing. Do you want to develop your Principles of Accounting courses in College Everywhere? And I'm like, well, what does that look like? She says, well, you're going to be teaching them in a five-week format. I was like, I can't teach accounting in 5 weeks. What are you talking about? I'm a CPA, so I'm all about, you really got to get, a depth of knowledge there.
Yeah.
And she said, well, she goes, you've got to think outside the box. And that's really, sorry, Wesley, I'm going to toot your horn for a minute. This is where really our instructional support services folks, which Wes is over that group, really came to bat for us, because they gave us new ideas about changing our mode of instruction, how we deliver content, how we assess our students. That all changed when we had to take this into an accelerated concept. Because you can't just give a regular test anymore, right? But at the same time, you don't want to just make it all multiple choice, true, false, because you're really not doing proper assessment. So they really came alongside us and helped us to develop our courses in that accelerated format so that we could deliver it appropriately. And it really changed the way that we teach, because there's no more lecturing, standing in front of the classroom, for an hour or 3 hours a week. Instead, most of that content is delivered through recorded video, but it gives us, the instructor, the opportunity to get very deep with our students, right? So now when a student asks us a question, we have that space to have a one-on-one conversation via Zoom or whatever means we needed to really get deep into that subject. And I think because of that, that's why we see such incredible success rates, even against our own institution, our success rates are higher.
This doesn't work without Wes and without you being able to, everybody being open and being able to communicate back and forth.
Got to work together.
That's exactly right. Like, that's one of the, I think one of the hallmarks of this program is not just our student success and how well our students are doing, but it really is how this program has brought multiple parts of the college together to make sure that we're really focused on serving our students well. So when we talk about our instructional support services, that's our instructional designers, who their job is to think outside of the box and to help our faculty and walk alongside them in figuring this out. Because our faculty want to teach. They want to focus in on the student and they want to engage there. They don't want to get lost in the technology or the working through all of the pieces that make it work. That's our job. And so that's one of the really cool things that has come out of this particular program. We have a weekly meeting where we get to sit down, look at our courses, figure out where are some weak spots, where are some strong spots, what are things that we need to do, where are we headed, and we're able to problem solve those things together.
Yeah, well, without that, at either side, if there's any kind of pushback or substantial pushback, it doesn't work.
That's right. And it gives us the opportunity and the space really to be flexible enough and to accommodate those kind of changes. We listen to that feedback from our students, from our academic advisors, from our instructors, to make sure that we are delivering the highest quality content and in the best way that we possibly can. Speaking to that instructional design, I think one of the best things that came out of this was the fact that every College Everywhere course looks the same for the student when they enter that course, because it's based based on a template. The content's different,
yeah,
but the student doesn't have to think about, oh, well, this teacher sets their course up differently than this other teacher, and how am I going to get through that? Every course looks the same. They know exactly where to go find the content, exactly where to see assessments, exactly what the timeline looks like, all of it. So there's no barrier at that point.
For you as a professor, how big a change?
Huge.
What's this?
It's a cultural change, completely a cultural change, yeah, for a professor, because we really did have to change the way we did everything. I mean, for most of us, I mean, a lot of us had never even recorded a video lecture. So you have to think differently.
Yeah.
You know, when you're speaking to a mic in front of a camera rather than in front of a classroom full of students.
And the other thing, I guess, we talk about just the changes with you, and you talked about it, Wes, too, about how to get student feedback, and I'm sure that this is it all. I mean, if I were to go back and listen, if we were to talk about what it was like when this first took off in 2021, there probably have been some changes just based on what you've seen in the classroom and what the students have told you.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we do every semester is every student completes or has the opportunity to complete a course evaluation. So they're able to provide feedback directly about the course and about the instructor and how the course went and all the things that they experienced in that course. We take that feedback very seriously. We review it, we look at it, and we also try to keep a big picture lens on that, because we recognize one student may have had a bad experience, but the rest of the class didn't. And so we kind of weigh all those things out. But when we notice trends, when we see, hey, here's some issues that keep cropping up, well, now these are things that we need to take back to that instructor, take back to that course, and figure out how we can shore those things up.
As far as students being able to connect and with the computer and all, does that vary a lot, or are we to a point with if you are in an area that you do get good internet, you should be okay?
Yeah, you should be totally fine. The other thing, though, is that we've done a lot of work for our student support side to make sure that students have access to those things.
Okay.
So students can check out laptops from the library, they can check out hotspots from the library, and as long as they are enrolled in those courses, they have access to them. What's nice, though, working with our library, is that they make sure that some of that fleet is reserved for different terms. So if a student doesn't show up till, you know, October, and they're getting ready for that third 5-week session, they're not going to not have a laptop for them. We've reserved some just for those students.
Perfect. So Wes, how did you get involved with Germann in this program?
So that is a very long and fun story, so I will try to make it short. But in 2020, my family and I moved to Virginia. We're not Virginia natives, we're from Mississippi. And so moved up here, got involved in Fredericksburg, and actually got and started at Germann as an instructional designer. And one of my first projects coming on was working directly with College Everywhere. It was just right in the middle of getting everything started. And so I remember that first spring in 2021, I've been at Germann just a few months, and Dean Lance looked at me, as well as our another instructional designer, Paige, looked at me both and said, hey, we're about to take 24 courses through Quality Matters. Are you ready? That is a lot of work to
be
done.
It's
a lot of work. And so that's kind of how I cut my teeth at Germann. I was working through that. And then over time, now I'm the director. And so it's been a lot of fun that way.
It seems like, I mean, you have a lot of enthusiasm for this. And just, I mean, we're just talking about this program. I'm sure there are a lot of other components and things that you're involved with, but something like this has got to be exciting.
It is. I believe in online learning, and I believe in College Everywhere, because I think that of all of the things that we do, this is one of the programs that has the potential to meet any student, no matter where they are, in the country or the world, and help them achieve their goals of education. When we think about the community college mission, we're talking about students that may not have had a lot of access. They may not be able to go directly to one of our four-year universities. And so we're able to come alongside students, no matter where they are, and help them be successful. And one of the ways that we get to do that in College Everywhere is you don't have to have a barrier of time and space of getting to campus, to come to a class, to interrupt your workday, to interrupt your life. You can add this on no matter where you are.
People who don't pay attention or haven't followed these kinds of things, it's college and the way you can get a degree, and Germann has made it so easy with this and other programs. This is just really great stuff.
Yeah, we try to remove every single barrier we can think of that a student may have. The other nice thing, though, is while we have these embedded advisors, our College Everywhere students also still have access to all of the other supports that any other Germana student has. They're all online, but they have access to them. So that's things like the library, that's mental health support, that's ability for financial aid, for enrollment services, all of those pieces that any student has. Our College Everywhere students, they don't get anything less. They get to access it differently because it's online, but they still have all of those pieces to help them be successful no matter where they are.
Sam Foltz, you must be one of the busiest people in Fredericksburg, because not only are you doing this, not only are you involved in Germana, you're also president of Fredericksburg Accounting and Advisory. How this all happened with you?
Well, if you haven't picked up on the Spotsylvania accent, I will tell you that I'm a local. I've been here my entire life. I was born and raised here. My family were entrepreneurs. My mom and dad owned businesses here. My grandfather owned a business here.
Okay.
And of course, that's where I cut my teeth, right after college. But I'll tell you that Germana is home for me because, and that was a great segue, by the way, Wes, because I was one of those students who needed an entry point. You know, I came through Cortland High School, graduated from Cortland in 1987. I was one of those students who probably didn't apply myself, as my mother would say, appropriately. And Germana was the way for me. You know, there was no going to be direct admission to Mary Washington or any other four-year university. I needed a stepping stone, and Germana was that for me.
Yeah.
So Germana's home. That was my way to move forward. I came back to Germana. I was married when I actually came back to college and started at Germana, and then was a transfer into Mary Washington from there. So Germana is very near and dear to my heart, because I don't believe I would be where I am today without Germana.
Well, and the fact that you have a business and have come back and wanted to help Germana in the ways that you are, you could easily say, I'm busy enough. I've got my career. Good luck.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the two things really work well together. I am a true believer that if you ever want to master something, teach it. So, you know, that just being a part of Germana and being able to teach accounting at Germana makes me a better accountant, you know, for this community as well.
So I'll give you a chance to give a little business plug. If someone was interested and needs to know about Fredericksburg Accounting and Advisory, where are you located?
Yeah, so we're right down on Princess Anne Street, just down on the Route 1 end. I've had my shingle out for about 20 years. I was in business for probably about 12 years before I decided to really pursue my passion, which is teaching. I've specialized in small business clients, and a lot of my clients would say, well, you just teach me how to do your job, so now you don't have a job anymore. And I said, that's okay, because I'm very fulfilled by that. So my passion truly is teaching, and that's why I'm at Germana, and of course, that's why I hope to stay there for quite some time.
So, was it that being your passion, was to jump into that, to go from the business world to the academic world? Was that a jump?
It was a strange feeling. So,
yeah.
You know, from owning your own business, where you get to make all the calls and all the decisions, mm-hmm. to suddenly being in something that is controlled necessarily by the state, that was a very, very different thing for me. But you know what? At Germana, this is such a wonderful community. It's, you know, the whole Spotsylvania, Fredericksburg area.
Yep.
And Germana is a very family-oriented institution, without a doubt. I love everybody I work with. We have great fun and great conversation. And they really kind of do make it easy for you. And I started as an adjunct, you know, it was just like, hey, come teach a couple courses for us. And the next thing you know, a full-time position came open, and I jumped. It's like, I got to be a part.
Germana and the community are all the better for it. Sam Foltz here, along with Wes Kinsey. Good stuff with Germana Community College and College Everywhere. Germana.edu. Look for the College Everywhere button and get information on that. Much more coming up. We'll talk about just the expansion of the program and how you can get involved on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Sam Foltz here this morning, Wes Kinsey there with Germana Community College and College Everywhere, germana.edu, to find out all the details if you need to to do that. And I guess, Sam, when you are interested and you click that button, someone gets into someone, someone from Germana will walk you through all of this.
Yeah, sure. So right there on the website, when you click into the College of Everywhere program, there's a page that tells you all about us and what we do and what degree pathways we have. And then there's actually an online questionnaire form that you can fill out. And that goes directly to our College Everywhere academic advisors, who then would reach out to that prospective student and discuss College Everywhere more, make sure it's a right fit. You know, and talk about what pathway that student wants to take.
I guess that's one of the first things, to see if it's a right fit on a whole lot of levels.
Yeah, on a lot of levels. So, you know, what kind of student are you?
Yeah.
You know, are you self-accountable? Are you good at time management? All of those things are necessary. You know, certainly there's going to be students like, oh, well, I can get it done in a year, and they really aren't thinking necessarily about what it's going to take to get it done in a year. And that's why we necessarily want them to talk directly to one of our academic advisors,
yeah,
so that they can get that information up front and really make an informed decision before they just jump in, you know, without knowing.
I guess you could look at this and just say, yeah, this is for me. And like you say, if you're not good with time management or a number of other things,
sure, yeah,
don't do it.
That's exactly right. And of course, you know, we can always rely on what kind of student you were in the past. And I think that's what our academic advisors are very good at pulling out of that prospective student is, you know, what kind of student were you in high school? Were you able to do things on your own? Did you have good study habits? All those things are very necessary in order to go through an accelerated program. But yet again, it doesn't mean that that student doesn't fit into College Everywhere somewhere.
Hmm.
You know, there can
mm-hmm.
certainly be an introduction at that point to a student who maybe wants to take a longer path. You know, when we started this, we were all about just get it done in 12 months. We're a one-year program. And now we see that there are some students that it might be better if they do carry it out for 18 months. Maybe they carry it out for 24 months. It really depends on them. And you know what? We're flexible. We'll take you anyway. You can take it for 3 years if you want. Hopefully you don't be on a three-year program at Germana. But for some students, maybe just one class at a time rather than two classes
yeah.
at a time is more important because they can really put their focus there.
Well, it ties in with what you talked about. If you are coming back, maybe you're working, you've got a job, and you can do this at night.
Exactly. So one of the things that we really want to consider is how can any student, no matter where they are, really incorporate this into their life? Because if you are able to be a traditional student and you want to take full 15-week classes and have the full college experience, you can do that. But for the students that are trying to maybe work a little bit faster, maybe move on to their next thing a little bit easier, mm-hmm. this is a good way to do that. The other nice thing is that because of the work that we've done, we've actually built really good partnerships and agreements with some four-year universities that also have accelerated degrees. So we can set you on a pathway to get a bachelor's within 3 years. So you're shaving off a year of that educational time before you get out into the workforce, or you're doing this on the side while working to help yourself continue to advance.
Mm-hmm. In the case of Mary Washington, you can get a bachelor's degree in business in 2.5 years post high school graduation.
Wow.
So we have an articulation agreement that if we have a College Everywhere student that completes a business degree, a business transfer degree with Germana, they're guaranteed admission with some criteria into Mary Washington's newly created accelerated business administration program, which takes them a year and a half. So 2.5 years from high school diploma to bachelor's in business.
Wow, you're able to sit down and really mark out a path then.
Absolutely.
For them.
And we married our path with Mary Wash specifically and some other universities as well. I don't want to discount them. Just Mary Wash is right here. So, yeah, there's a direct pathway for them to get a bachelor's through Mary Wash from us.
It's so interesting that you're able to, that others are going this way too, and it's becoming easier and easier.
Yeah, it's interesting because they're calling us. We've got 4-year institutions reaching out to us saying, hey, we've heard about what you're doing over there at Germana. We want to talk to you a little bit more and see how we can fit.
So how has it, with enrollment-wise, how has it gone over the years?
It's been a steady increase. It's been kind of amazing to watch. When we first started in 2020, 2021, we probably had, 14 courses, somewhere around there. Now, this fall, we have 85 courses in the College Everywhere program and over 6,100 students taking them. And when we think about that, like, that's 6,100 enrollments. So some of those students may be taking multiple courses across the whole term, but that's 6,100 seats that a student is sitting in an online class where they are committed to continuing their education in an accelerated way.
The one thing that jumps out is just the thought, you know, that sometimes I'll go over to some of the parking lots and they're not as filled. Mm-hmm. They're not as filled because not everybody's in, has to be in a classroom now. This does really open it up mm-hmm. to just so many other people can access Germana to what's convenient for them or what works for them.
It's college everywhere.
College, yeah. Right. It's a great name. that is pretty remarkable, and I would think that the other colleges and universities would take a look at something like this and say what should we be doing.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we talk a lot about in education around these types of ideas is what are your success rates? What are your student satisfaction rates? What's your retention? Those are the big numbers that get all the administrators in the room to talk about. What we've seen when we look at our College Everywhere courses and pair them even to just our regular Germana courses, our College Everywhere students typically have a higher success rate, have a higher satisfaction rate, and a higher retention rate than our regular students. Because the students that are in this program are committed, they're moving forward, and they know how to get there. And that, I think, speaks a lot to our faculty and to our student supports who are engaging those students and keeping them along the way.
Sam, as you teach these kind of courses, I guess as it goes on, you get better and better.
Yeah, sure. Sir, I think what we get better at as we teach these courses is instructional design and understanding what's really necessary for the student. You know, I teach accounting, so accounting really doesn't change, you know, over time at all. But if we get better at that delivery and get better at that transfer of knowledge to the student and have the opportunity to engage with those students on a deeper level to make them better accountants than what they are probably getting in the past from just sitting in a lecture, maybe falling asleep in the middle of an accounting course.
That never happened.
No, not ever. I think that's really where it is. And we can't forget about the fact that this is affordable, right? I mean, I think we're doing away with the stigma of a community college education. This is not a watered-down education. We are delivering a high-quality education just like you would get at a four-year institution, but you're getting that first 2 years done at less than a third of the cost of what it would cost to go into a four-year institution.
That's where if you're a parent or a person who's footing the bill, that stands out right away.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that you're a good candidate for it.
Yeah.
But if you are, it's great to have it out there.
It absolutely is. One of the things I want to add to what Sam was saying is it's also for our instructors, one of the things that it's really helpful is that we remove all of those barriers for engagement with our students. Because you're talking about a course that's been designed, you're not having to worry about what's coming next week, like it's all built in. Now you get to focus in and watch, where are my students falling off? Who do I need to reach out to? Who do I need to engage with? And how can I be ready when the students have questions? So what we've seen is that when instructors are doing that, that really speaks to why students are able to be successful no matter where they are, because they're getting multiple people, our embedded advisors, our faculty, who are walking alongside them and saying, hey, you're falling over. Let's pick you up. Let's carry you through because you can make it.
Wow. Yeah, because as a regular student, sometimes you can mask that and you don't always notice that.
That's right.
And not that you wouldn't be as clear and, you know, if I was in a Sam Foltz class, I would look forward to each time and you would be clear, you would do this perfect. But if I was confused, you know, after a lecture, I can rewatch it I can watch as many times as I need to.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. I remember when I was teaching in the classroom, one of my biggest student complaints was that I talked too fast and sometimes too loud. And so in my lecture videos, I always comment that the great thing about a lecture video is you can always rewind me or you can pause me.
Right.
And go back and listen again. Again, like Wesley was saying, is that the students have the ability to reach out to me directly so that I can really engage with them on a one-to-one level, which is something that was a lot more difficult to do in a face-to-face, where students had, you know, that fear of an office visit, having to go into the instructor's office down and talk about their grade. You know, now they send an email and we can have a conversation and we can work with them, offer grace when grace is needed, and get them back on track.
Yeah. No, this that always was a hard thing to either an officer, even go up after class. Someday, if you wanted to do something, there might be two or three other people there waiting. Yeah. This way, you can work that out. I guess, Wes, the thing about this is, too, what's exciting as we talk about all this, I mean, the program itself is still in its kind of its infancy stages.
Yeah, we're a toddler.
Think about it.
Yeah, we're a toddler. We're 4 years old. And so at this point, though, what's so cool is we have about 7 degree paths right now. So that's your general stuff, like journal studies, herbal arts, a couple of business degrees, and some specializations along the way in biology and criminal justice and things like that. But we're constantly looking for new ways to go. And so one of the things that Sam has really been instrumental in is developing a pathway for students that maybe have already got their bachelor's degree, but they want to come back and they want to get ready for a CPA without necessarily going an MBA route. So now there's a pathway at Germana for those accountants to get an advanced accounting certificate that prepares them for that.
Yeah, that's the fun part for me. Right?
I was going to say.
Yeah. So we already had an accounting career study certificate, which is really meant for somebody who's going to enter workforce as a bookkeeper, right? They take principles of accounting, they take QuickBooks courses, and then they start working. What we've added in is what we call an advanced accounting certificate. So to be a CPA in Virginia, you have to have a bachelor's degree. So you've got to have that 120 credit hours, but you need an additional nearly 30 hours of educational credits in accounting courses in order to sit for the certified public accounting license. We now offer that additional number of credits in higher education accounting. So anybody who has a business bachelor's degree can now come to Germana in 2 semesters, take those credits necessary, and then actually go sit for the certified public accounting exam. So, and we built it necessarily for the bachelor's degree in business administration. But once we did that and we offered it, we realized that even our own 2-year students who are interested in pursuing accounting can go ahead and take these additional courses while they're at Germana at Germana cost, which is that whole certificate is about $4,000, and that's, you know, 24 credits of courses. And they will already have those accounting courses done before they even go to the 4-year university to finish their bachelor's in business and immediately be able to sit for the CPA exam, which is the highest credential in the industry.
Wow. And to get it like that in this form.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. So, you know, especially if you're thinking about our articulation agreements, being able to do all of that at Germana, so you could actually be eligible to sit for the CPA 2.5 years after graduating from high school with the education necessary to sit for the CPA.
To sit for the CPA, how does that compare to, you know, like when you talk about the bar exam or medical school things? Because I know I've got family members who've done this, and they just stress and...
It was the hardest thing I ever did in my life, right? So I took the last paper and pencil exam in Virginia, which was 2 days and 16 hours of examination, 4 exams, 4 hours each. Now it's computerized. You can take it in pieces and parts, but it is still extremely rigorous, and you have to have a really, really broad knowledge of all of accounting and all of business, because accountants are business experts. They're not just bean counters anymore. So being able to prepare a student to do that and to be able to get that credential, which is very important for us at Germana, is really giving our students something that they can, support them in their workplace future.
And as we talk about this, in accounting is one example.
Yeah.
I mean, across the board, I'm sure you're looking at every discipline.
Sure. One of the things that we're really focused on right now is our general studies pre-BSN. We have a huge need for medical professionals in our area, especially with the new VA hospital coming up. So that pre-BSN transfer pathway so that they can go to get a BSN at a 4-year institution is really important for us. And that's been a mainstay of College Everywhere program almost since the beginning.
Germana.edu to look for College Everywhere. Sam Foltz and Wes Kinsey here from Germana. Quick break, and we'll wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Germana Community College and College Everywhere. Wes Kinsey and Sam Foltz here. We're going to talk about College Everywhere again and how you can find out more information and get involved. But before Wes, before you get out of here, as Director of Online Programs and Learning Support, what's AI meant for education and teachers and professors and in the education world?
Yeah, so when we talk about AI right now, we're really talking about generative AI. So that's that ChatGPT, the new thing that's been around since 2022, which was this huge leap forward. It is a very small part of artificial intelligence, because when you think about it, almost all of our systems are using some form of artificial intelligence. If you use a predictive text or a spell checker today, you use some form of artificial intelligence. But now we're talking about a system that you can put in text, and through a series of algorithms and vectors and theorems and large language models, it puts out something based on what you put in. It is revolutionary in a lot of ways. In conversations, I've kind of equated this to the advent of the calculator for math and the advent of the computer for a lot of people. It completely shifts how we do things. And if you think about it, back in the late 80s and the 90s, when computers were becoming more mainstream, like that, it changed everything. So I think that generative AI has the same way to do that now. The hard part is that right now, today, generative AI is the worst it will ever be. It's only going to do nothing but get better. Mm-hmm. And so if we are nervous and scared about it right now, it's just going to continue to increase and continue to get better. So when we talk about our students, we talk about our faculty, one of the things that we are really trying to talk about is this idea of making sure that we are incorporating AI as something that students can use, but also teaching our students how to use it ethically. So ethical use is not copying and pasting directly from the AI to turn in your work. That's academic integrity issue. But when we talk about how can you use AI as a partner, as a tutor, as a brainstormer, as this kind of along the side you, this AI assistant that's going to help you do your job, to do your work better, more efficient, and sometimes in better quality than you could do just by yourself.
Interesting. Like you said, it's a big topic, and there are levels here, and it's, I guess, you know, we're all learning.
Yeah, we could do a whole show just on that.
We'll have to do that sometime, because that would be fascinating. The ethical things that you have to deal with.
Yeah, because it's not just about making sure that students aren't doing their work, but it's also for us as professionals. Like, I can't go into ChatGPT, get it to do my job, and just copy paste it and pass it off as my own. That's the same thing. So we have to make sure that we're approaching this in a way that is encouraging usage, but usage in a way that actually helps the student learn, helps us do our jobs better. And I think that for me has been the biggest hallmark of our discussion is, one, we need to be playing with it and using it as professionals to see what it can do, mm-hmm. so that we can help our students. But two, recognize that when our students leave Germana and they move into their next step, whether that's career or another degree, there's going to be an expectation that they know how to use AI and that they know what it's useful for in their field. And so we have a little bit of a responsibility to make sure that we're preparing students for that next step. Because when computers came out, we did not say, oh, well, we're just going to keep doing pen and paper, and so for as long as possible for you to figure this out, and then they get to their first job and don't know how to use a typewriter. No, we incorporated it into what we were doing.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to do the same thing with AI.
Interesting stuff. Sam Foltz, College Everywhere. If someone's interested, and whether you're a parent or the student, it's worth checking out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Best place to go is to get on the website, germana.edu. There's a button right there on the front page, far right. It says College Everywhere. And you can go in there, find more information about us, about our degree programs, and get a link to speak to an academic advisor.
And as you have talked about, the degree programs, boy, that's changing. And if you don't see what you're doing right now, you probably will pretty soon.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we're constantly expanding. We're looking at new ways to deliver new content, new degree pathways. We're talking to our four-year partners, finding out what they need. And we're also talking to the community and finding out what the community needs in the workforce.
When Sam just said new ways and new pathways, Wes, that's you.
That's me.
In helping do that. And I guess, I mean, you all have to have an open mind and be looking and seeing what's possible as the toddler grows.
Absolutely. So that's part of one of my main jobs is working with our other academic deans, working with our other program heads, and trying to think outside of the box and invite them in. So looking at things like when we talk about that pre-BSN for healthcare, what are other healthcare needs that could benefit from some sort of accelerated pathway? So maybe that looks like talking about our medical terminology and coding people. How do we get them more accelerated? accelerated and out into the workforce to meet the needs that are there. So we're constantly looking and in conversation of how we can help support what our community needs and what our college needs to see to.
Boy, and as often as we talk when we do these Germana shows and talk about the community and how Germana is tied into the community and looking for ways, College Everywhere, this is really stands out as something that during COVID you started looking at and you have perfected it since then.
Yeah, I would say so. It's taken a village, but it's been a great village to work with to get it done.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming in and talking about this because we did the show, 3 years ago, and so much has changed. And if 3 years ago you thought, I don't know, that might not be for me, it may be now just because it's not the rigid, you know, you get a degree in a year. Like you said, you can spread it out and you can make it work, which whatever works for you, Germana will work with you.
That's right. Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Germana.edu and look for College Everywhere. Wes Kinsey, Director of Online Programs and Learning Support. Sam Foltz is the Chair of the Program and President of Fredericksburg Accounting and Advisory Downtown. Check him out if you need to talk to an accountant. Thank you both. This was great stuff. Let's stay in touch and do this again soon.
Thank awesome. You, Ted.
Thanks, Ted.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.